Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Listen to the Starkey Show every Wednesday. Hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Donnie Football in for Pony and Chris on this beautiful Labor Day. Weather is just about perfect out there. Sean Myers with me behind the glass. That music means it is a college football minute. Sean, I don't know how much college football you took in over the weekend.
I spent 6 hours watching one game. So, I mean, Penn State WVU took up most of my Saturday.
Because I wanted to start there. Two of the local teams in action against each other. Penn State in Morgantown against West Virginia. There was, what, a two and a half hour lightning delay? Is that what it ended up being?
Yeah, I think it was close to 2.5 hours when it was all said and done.
And I thought Penn State legitimately, and I'm not a Penn State guy, people know this, they were one of the most impressive teams of the entire weekend. Because that game, it was about a touchdown in terms of a spread. Penn State was an 8.5 point favorite going into that game against West Virginia. The thought was WVU will keep it close, and obviously, given the Vegas standards, lose by about 8 to 9 points. But it would be just outside of a one-score game. It would be a single-digit type game, was the expectation. And Penn State dominated them. Drew Allar looked very good again. Harrison Wallace III, that was a player that I had Joe Smeltzer on last week from Nittany Sports Now. That is who he highlighted as, like, the next big Penn State wide receiver. He said there's been a bit of a void at that position in that offense, and he looked great. Allar looked great again. Singleton had over 100 yards on the ground. That game was not even a contest. Like, they came out, I wouldn't say firing out of the gate, because it did take a few drives for each offense to get going. But Penn State did not let the lull of that delay mess them up. They made it look easy.
I was very impressed. I expected a close game, and for those who follow Penn State, they remember in recent years they opened on the road at Wisconsin, at Purdue, won both those games really at the wire. It came down to making a big play in the final moments. I thought that would be the case again here against WVU, even though I thought the Mountaineers were a little overrated It's just you don't expect to go in and dominate on the road in your first game. And the initial drives did concern me a little bit because Aller didn't look great. He fumbled, I think, like the first snap to him. But he got a lot better. I'm confident that he will take a step forward. And then some other things. They got Singleton back to the explosive plays that were missing a year ago. Trey Wallace, as you mentioned, I think will be a really good receiver. The line, which had to replace a lot of talented guys, looked good as well. So there was a lot of positives to take. That said, Aller's best passing game last year was against WVU.
Right.
So I'm not going to get too hyped. I saw him last year and thought, this guy's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in all of college football. And I think we found out that the secondary for the Mountaineers is probably their biggest weak point. So I'm not going to read too much into it, but certainly they passed the test with flying colors.
If only he could play West Virginia every week and then he'd win the Heisman.
I texted Crowley, by the way, after that. He did not respond to my text. So hopefully he's doing okay.
I'm sure he's fine. He also got clowned by Friermuth on Twitter.
Penn State fan Adam Crowley.
That was pretty good. I wonder when that was from. Pitt also winning on Saturday. You heard that game right here on 93.7 The Fan. A 55-24 win over Kent State. Eli Holstein, his debut, 333 yards. He has officially been named the starting quarterback for this team per the two deep, the depth chart that got sent out ahead of this week's game against Cincinnati. That game is at noon on Saturday. You can listen to that right here on 93.7 The Fan. Pregame coverage starts at 9 a.m. So Holstein with a nice debut. But the story that got taken away from that Pitt game was when I'm seeing people tweet, and I'm even texting a couple of people about it. They showed Kenny Pickett at the game, and he got booed at the Pitt game. Here is why I'm not a fan of that. If it is a Steeler game, completely different story, because whether or not you want to believe it, he worked his way out of Pittsburgh after the signing of Russell Wilson. Whatever that story was, that should be off the table when it comes to him being shown at a Pitt game. Because if you are at the Pitt game, you're presumably in Pitt fan mode in that instance. And, I mean, if you're at Pitt-Kent State, you're definitely in Pitt fan mode. This man brought Pitt its best season in 40 years. He brought Pitt back to, at least for a brief time, national relevancy. If the expanded playoff had existed in Kenny Pickett's final year at Pitt, Pitt would have made it to the college football playoff. They won the ACC. He was a Heisman finalist and was legitimately worthy of it. So I always do say I'm normally consistent on this when it comes to, hey, you know, you're the paying customer. You do whatever you want as long as it's not over the line. You know, you're not throwing things at people. You're not getting too, you know, carried away with the words you use. I normally don't tell people when not to boo, but I will say I was not a fan of it in this instance here.
So I first thought that he was actually at the game, but they just showed his picture on the screen, right?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Am I correct in
that? I actually don't know for sure now that you bring that up.
Yeah,
for some reason, I thought he was there because
there were
no
NFL games.
Yeah, I thought
so, because it's like the NFL. Yeah, so if that was the case, where it was simply like they had him up on the screen or whatever, I would hope if he does come back to the game in the future that he would get a much different ovation in person. Because, again, if he was, you know, getting booed to his face while he's standing there being recognized, that's kind of harsh. And Pony made a good point. He made the analogy that Tyler Boyd is not the most popular person among Steelers fans because of some of the stuff he said.
Oh, yeah.
But he thinks that Boyd would and certainly should get a good ovation in terms of what he accomplished for the Panthers.
I think he would. I mean, and that is somebody who has actually called out the Steelers for quitting.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't see that as any, you know, better than what Kenny Pickett said when he left. And, you know, so I would say, recognize what they did for your college, especially Pickett, because to your point, he gave them reached heights that they had not seen since, you know, basically Dan Marino era.
Another thing I wanted to jump in about with the College Football Minute is Dabo Swinney overrated? Sean, is his time pretty much coming to an end at Clemson? He is like in refusal of using the transfer portal. You know the only other three schools that did not take in any transfers?
Service academies.
Yes. Army, Navy, and the Air Force. And then Clemson. You're supposed to be a national power. You are supposed to be a blue blood. And I can understand when coaches aren't the biggest fans of the transfer portal and NIL. We know that Pat Narduzzi is not huge on the big changes to college football. That doesn't mean he has just completely shunned that out from the plan. You have to be able to adapt. And Dabo Swinney just doesn't think he needs to do so. And boy, did they get beat up on Saturday. Not that I expected them to win that game against Georgia. I thought it would be a couple of touchdowns that Georgia won, like a decisive win, maybe not a blowout. I mean, they lost by 30 points. And that was the really one top-tier team that you looked at in the ACC. Now, I mean, now Miami's going to make that jump. Miami dominating Florida on Saturday, 41-17. I feel like Dabo may get exposed a little bit here because he had his years with Deshaun Watson, who was a terrific college quarterback. He had those years with Trevor Lawrence. Now it ain't so easy because he's got to play a little bit of a different game, and he doesn't want to do so.
I don't think he was overrated for what he accomplished during their best seasons. And by the way, I mean, you mentioned those great quarterbacks, but he had a major part in getting those guys. But he has not evolved and adjusted, and it seems like the game has passed him by. And probably at this point, they should consider moving on if he's going to continue that mindset.
Adapt or perish, Sean.
Yeah,
that's what they call evolution.
Perish seems more likely at this point for Dabo at Clemson.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Visit Sun Chevy on Washington Road in McMurray or sunchevy.com. A beautiful Labor Day holiday. Sunny, a little bit cooler, a high of 73. Coming up, a little exercise I wanted to do when it came to the Steelers season, the Steelers schedule. Just going based on quarterbacks, how do the Steelers stack up with what they will face this season? That is coming up around the bend, about an hour away from Nick Faribault joining us as well. Noah Hiles joins at 5:30. We have anything here? I do have to throw it. All right, coming up, We're going to do the game-by-game Steelers schedule based on the quarterbacks. But right now, Pony has a message for the people.
Happy Labor Day, everybody. It's Andrew Filippone back to talk to you about my good pals at McVay Plumbing. Leaky faucets, hot water shot, clogged drains. Big problems, small ones, they do it all. And they are honest experts at McVay Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Make them your go-to plumbing company. They do it fast, they do it reliably, and they do it affordably. You get upfront pricing, honesty all the way. There are no surprises when they present you with the bill. So I want you to remember this. When there's a plumbing problem, call the local plumbing pros at McVay Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling today or visit callmcvay.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.